Purify my heart, my lips, Almighty God, so that I may worthily announce your holy gospel. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, Lord. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they abandoned their nets and followed him. He walked along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They, too, were in a boat mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Today is a very special day to me. It is the 21st of January, which 23 years ago today, I had a vision of St. Agnes, because today is also the feast of St. Agnes. And I had a vision of St. Agnes, and she said to me, "You will be Christ's priest." And I said at the time, "How can that be? I'm a Methodist minister, and I am married and have 5 children." And she said, "You will be Christ's priest." It's a day that I'll never forget. It started a very long journey that a friend of mine said to me that I have the habit of choosing the gospel even though I know it leads to crucifixion. Such is true. Truth be told, I hated high school up until Advent of my junior year. I hated myself. I was lost and wished so badly that my father would participate in my life. Although I loved sports, and it was hoped that I would try out for the baseball team, I found out later on, my love was music and drama. Between 1979 and 1983, when I was in high school, being a boy in urban Indiana who was not an athlete was a source of ridicule and scorn from other males. Additionally, I was so thin and I was short. So there were times when the football players slammed me up against the lockers as they questioned my sexuality simply because I was in music and drama. My escape was to play my trumpet and practice like an athlete would practice their sport. There was the 6 a.m. choir, the 7 a.m. wind ensemble, and 8 a.m. band. One year, I took the music theory class they offered. But it was the 6 a.m. choir class that changed my life. It was from this class that I was invited to sing at a local United Methodist church to fill out their choir for the Advent Christmas season. As I have told you before, it was when I went to that church choir that I thought I had accepted Jesus into my heart. When that happened, my whole life changed. It is amazing what the love of Christ can do in a mystical, charismatic experience. For the first time in my life, on that Thursday night, I discovered that I was loved by someone other than my mother, who was supposed to love me. I stopped lying, which was a habit. I used to use it to get my way. The rehab to my reputation with my family was long, but now my character is without reproach with them. Being honest is to this day something that is one of my gifts to my God, whom I love. I became honest, trustworthy, and the goodness that was there all along was now bolstered by a true sincerity of heart and not just a spirit of manipulation. The change in me was so great that it caused my mother to want to come to the church I was attending to see what they had that changed her son into this good, honest young man. She would have been around my age that I am now at that time. She returned to church, and she has never left. My mother said, it is as if you are living in a whole different world. I was living in the kingdom of God. In our gospel lesson today, Jesus says, the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. I have always wondered how it is that the kingdom of God is at hand. What does that even mean? I mean, I know that at hand means near, but when I look at the world, there are no geographic lines for the kingdom of God. There is no kingdom of God town hall and kingdom of God police force. I think we really need to remember that right now. There is no kingdom of God police force. The answer, I believe, is in the first of Jesus' statements here. The time is fulfilled. What time is that exactly? Well, there are three Christological hymns in the letters of St. Paul. Now, Christological means that they are hymns that tell us who Christ is. Anything with an ology on the end of it means the study of. So biology, with bios, which means life, is the study of living things. Christology would be the study of who Christ is. We all know the Christological hymn that begins in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, that starts, "Have this mind among yourselves, which was in Christ Jesus," that goes on to say, "He emptied himself of his privilege of divinity to suffer for us on the cross." There is another in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17, that speaks of the Christ being at the right hand of the Father, where Christ is far above all rule and authority and power and dominion. He has put everything beneath his feet. That seems to be getting a little bit closer to the kingdom of God. But in Colossians, there is a third Christological hymn that makes way more sense. It begins in Colossians chapter 1, verse 15, and reads, "He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers, all things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile himself, to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. And you, who were once estranged and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his fleshly body through death, so as to present you holy and blameless and irreproachable before him, provided that you continue securely established and steadfast in the faith, without shifting from the hope promised by the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven. I, Paul, became a servant of this gospel." The coming of the baby in the manger is the advent of the one in whom all things were created and exist, the Son, the Word of God. In the flesh, he is the one in whom all things are created and exist. He was born our birth, walked our walk, talked our talk, lived our life, and it is in him that everything is put beneath his feet, who empties himself out to come and save us. In short, the kingdom of God is near, because the kingdom of God is Jesus Christ himself. As the prayer of St. Patrick says, "Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left." He proclaims that the time is fulfilled because he has come to fulfill all prophecies. The kingdom of God is near because he is the walking, talking, living, breathing kingdom of God. So we who repent or turn our lives toward Jesus, we enter the kingdom of God when we claim our baptism as our way of life. As the letter of St. Peter, which we read today, says, it is baptism which now saves you. We enter the kingdom of God when we accept Jesus in his role as the Savior of the world who has dominion over all things, which includes our life, my life, your life. The dominion of Jesus Christ is an objective reality. It exists whether we admit it or not. As Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, he called out to the fishermen, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Are you in?" As a 16-year-old boy, I had no idea that the kingdom of God existed until someone invited me to sing at their church. I had no idea that God loved me, gave himself for me on the cross, and had established a kingdom of love, justice, kindness, goodness, and self-control. I had no idea that such a world existed until I was invited, just as Jesus invited Simon, Andrew, James, and John. It is a kingdom where the geographic boundaries of nation do not mean as much as the boundaries of sin and righteousness, humanity and dignity, justice and kindness, mercy and forgiveness. It is a kingdom where we do not change our homes as much as we change our minds and our hearts. It is a kingdom where we do not clean the streets as much as we clean up our behavior as an offering to the one who forgives us for our sins. It is a kingdom where we do not make laws as much as we follow God's laws to love him and to love one another. To repent is to enter the kingdom of God with all these changes that happen within us. We begin to have a personal relationship with Jesus, who has had a relationship with us all along. We just never knew it. There is good news. God does not hate you. God loves you. There is good news. Your sins and bad behavior have been nailed to the cross as a sacrifice of the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. There is good news. You too can be a part of the kingdom of God by either believing and being baptized or being baptized and believing. There is good news. God did all of this because he wants a world of loving, kind, generous, and beautiful people who gather in his name, testify in his name, and invite others to revere his name, which is above every name, the name of Jesus, to which every knee shall bow and tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. When was the last time that you dropped your nets like the men along Galilee's shores and renewed your place in the kingdom of God? I am inviting you to do so right now, today, right where you are. I'm inviting you to stop everything and receive the love of Christ and enter the kingdom of God. Do it again. Renew that vow. Spark that relationship. Drop the nets of sin that have you all tangled in their web and renew the relationship that you have with Jesus Christ this day. When you do, you will renew your place in the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ will be your Lord because he is the Lord. Then you will live your life in the kingdom of God. May God bless the preaching of the gospel in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.